Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's your favorite day.
This is my favorite day of the year.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
It's like deja vu all over again.
What? No, it's nothing like that.
All right, Dan.
What is it like?
You know, it's like
Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Woohoo! Yeah. My favorite day.
Showtime.
Yes, hump day, Wick Wednesday. Man, it feels like a Tuesday, but it's really Wednesday because we were off on Monday. Yeah, that's your Curb Your Enthusiasm moment, right? We do have Celebrity Buzz coming up in a sec. Also, we have sports on the way. This is coming from Eastern Shore Undercover. They're reporting that Ocean City has announced a special event zone for the OC Rock and Ride Bike Fest. All right, Ocean City officials announced that the resort community will implement a special event zone for Wednesday, September the 10th, next week through Sunday, September the 14th, during the OC Rock and Ride Bike Fest. So that means slow down. They're going to change the speed limits and just look out for pedestrians and going to be a lot of bikers in town and all that. Yeah, it's like the second season, guys, second season. And shout out to everybody who's headed back to school today. A lot of kids headed back yesterday, including my son. Shout out to Worcester County. I know Wicomico went back. A lot of Maryland schools went back yesterday, day after Labor Day. Some went back last week. Everybody back today. That's why Jess is out today taking her daughter to school. We do have those back to school shout outs all morning long. So we'll continue for the rest of the week. 302-858-5117.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
I do also want fans at home, though, not to find their social media, her family's social media, her social media, and bother her. I hope that this is something that I leave behind, that she leave behind. Don't go bother her. Don't be talking about her. Don't be talking about how she look. Don't call her no nasty names. Let's just put this behind. But I'm giving a warning. I am not that celeb that you're gonna sue and you think it's gonna settle. I'm not gonna settle, yep. Especially when I'm super completely innocent. I know I got a little, reputation, but I swear to God I'm innocent. I swear to God, like I'm really innocent for real. And I just want to say thank you, everybody. It's been really tough. It's been really long nights for me. I'm in the middle of album rollout, so it's been late nights.
Am I the drama?
And early 5:30 in the morning. I gotta get up 5:30 so I can look like this for y'all. Hey, muchas gracias para toda mi gente latina que me están soportando y vinieron toda la mañana. Ustedes se ven bien maquillada, pelo, cuerpo bonito, y vinieron para acá para
5 días.
Show me support. 5 días. Y los hombres también.
Una peluca diferente.
I'm telling you guys, when I say that my forehead is raw from changing all these wigs, raw. And yeah, thank you for the witnesses, and thank you for everybody that just took their time to come out here.
All right, so there you go. That was Cardi B speaking out after found not liable for a civil lawsuit. Cardi cleared of a $24 million civil lawsuit. The former security guard claimed the rapper assaulted her back in 2018 during a doctor visit. Bacardi said it was only a heated argument. Witnesses backed Cardi's story, and after less than an hour, the jury found her not liable. Cardi says that she's relieved and warns she will not tolerate frivolous lawsuits, and reminded fans not to harass the woman who brought on the case, as you just heard. So there you go. Wild, right? I don't know if you guys were following that case or not, but you know, it was on Court TV. We've been following it the past couple days. Saw it on Court TV wrap up yesterday, and Cardi found not liable. We kept hearing about 2025 didn't have a song of the summer. Well, apparently that's false. According to Billboard, the song of the summer was Ordinary by Alex Warren. Yeah, Billboard actually has songs of the summer charts that run for 14 weeks, and Ordinary topped the entire time. Country and pop singer Morgan Wallen had the next three spots. He had What I Want featuring Tate McRae, Just in Case, and I'm the Problem. So there you go. Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA clocks in at number 5, but followed by Die Without a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. So, and then of course, you know, the list goes on, but song of the summer right there. Agree, disagree. What do you guys think? The scariest on-screen villains of all time. Redditors are weighing in on the scariest on-screen villains of all time. Here's some of the popular answers. You ready? Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs. Also, Judge Doom, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Man, that's a classic. Let's see, Vern from Oz. Pennywise. Yeah, from It, the Tim Curry version, by the way. The Weeping Angels, Doctor Who. The Gentleman, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Tell them Large Marge sent you. Yeah, so that's trending on Reddit. The scariest on-screen villains of all time. Jason Kelce spent three quarters of the football game drinking non-alcoholic beer without knowing it. Yeah, he says it was the most amount of shame that he's ever felt in himself. Yeah, that's right. Last Thursday during the college football game at Arrowhead Stadium, he drank Budweiser Zeros for three quarters. Didn't even know it didn't have any booze in him. It was actually Taylor Swift who broke the news to him. That is wild, right? He just kept drinking and drinking and drinking. He's like, wait a minute. Why am I not getting intoxicated? Man, that is funny. That is funny. Entertainment Weekly says the Transformers was the best Saturday morning cartoon of the 80s. It's followed by Super Friends and He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Let me tell you something. I was a He-Man kid. He-Man, Masters of the Universe? Yes. I was absolutely a He-Man kid. I had all the toys, everything. That and WWE. 6:45. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got sports coming up. It's a Wednesday. Here's Kalani, Folded. Good morning.